And years ago on Monday, when women used to get out with the clothes, they were doing
the wash.
Okay, and then to get the wrinkles out, they would
iron.
Do you have a name for the washing and the ironing together?
No.
What do you call the place where, if you're going to send out your washing to be done?
Laundry.
Mm-hmm. And how would you get from the first floor to the second floor in a house?
Walk up the stairs.
Mm-hmm. And then how about from the ground up to the first floor?
Walk.
Outside.
Oh. I'd still walk up the stairs.
You call them stairs outside?
Well, steps.
Now, most people do say steps outside and stairs inside. Is that the distinction you make, too?
Mm-hmm.
Suppose that we're in a public building, like in a school. Would you say stairs or steps inside?
Inside, I'd say stairs.
Okay. Then you mentioned the back porch earlier. Do you have any other names for porch?
No.
Did you ever hear anything old-fashioned, like veranda or gallery or paisa?
Veranda, yeah.
What?
Veranda.
Is that a porch?
I guess. I've heard that word, but I didn't really know what
okay.
it was.
If the door were open and you didn't want it to be, you'd say to me, please?
Close the door.
Is there another way to say that?
Shut the door.
And do you know what they call those boards that run horizontally out on the outside of a house?
Shingles?
Well, those would be on the roof, I think, but these are just outside the house. They might be wood or they might be aluminum.
Siding.
Okay, that's fine. And then what do you say you do to a car? I get in my car and I...
drive.
And yesterday I...
drove.
And I have...
driven.
Okay. And the top of the house is the...
roof.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the little things along the edge of the roof that carry the water off?
Gutters.
Okay. Now this term, I don't know if you'd know or not, but on some houses where there's an L, there's several different slopes to the roof, what would you call the place where two slopes come together? You can see leaves stuck up there. You have to get them out or they leak. Would you ever know the term valley of the roof or alley of the roof?
No.
Okay. I think mostly it's older people that know that. And what would you call a little building for storing wood?
A shed.
How about a little building for storing tools?
Tool shed.
Okay, fine. Then... back in the days when they didn't have indoor plumbing, what would you call the place out in back where you'd go?
Outhouse.
Any other name for that?
No.
Privy? You know that? Okay. And if there were a noise, I would say, did you?
Hear that.
And you say, yes, I.
Heard that.
And I have.
Heard.
Mm-hmm. And if someone came into town and I said, have you seen him yet? You might reply, no, I
haven't seen him.
Mm-hmm. And if I said, has your mother seen him? You would say, no, she?
She hasn't seen him.
Mm-hmm. And if I said, does your father like ice cream? You would say, yes, he.
He does.
Mm-hmm. And if I ask you why so-and-so was doing badly in school, you would say, well, he just blank seemed to care. He just
didn't.
Or in the present, he just...
doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then if you're not certain about something, you say, I'm not...
sure.
Mm-hmm. And the building that you live in is called a...
house.
And if there were several of those on your block, you'd say there are four...
houses.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are a lot of farm questions in here, which were mostly asked to people that live out in the country, and so a lot of these you wouldn't know. Some of them you might know from television or reading or something, but just say you don't know,
okay.
And we'll go on.